what's the difference that if you enter a clean coaching space? And one of the main differences is this idea of, you know, you can get what's your resource, and the notion that you can resource. So what actually is the source of the passion, the motivation, the key drivers, etc., that have brought you to this particular vocation and your interest in spending this time to develop this ability to use your knowledge, experience, and information that will help the individual that you're coaching to not only be resourced to gain a particular result, but to actually go back and find the source of their particular experiences, which are going to lie within them rather than you out here giving them a prescription that you provide about what they need to do. So in order to understand perhaps the nature of the difference about being able to find out the source of their experience and help to coach and develop that, we can perhaps look at a way in which we can define the particular types of sources that the person that you're coaching has. So the question is, how do you do that? And so I'm going to outline a little perspective, a map that will give you an overview of how we can identify these different source spaces that have different types and kinds of information. And so one of the perhaps distinguishing features that will differentiate the type of skills that you're going to learn is the ability to identify what the sources of information are and to coach these different independent sources so that those original sources within the person are then able to contribute to the particular outcome, goal, or result that they are unable to do in their current reality. So if we consider that you have a way of identifying what these may be, is to find out the particular spaces that they may occupy. And so if we just take, first of all, the person that you're going to be coaching, and we consider that that person brings to them or brings to the coaching session particular information that belongs in them. And we'll call this particular space that the person's going to occupy the space of A, in that there is this space here, and when they come to you, this essentially is the worldview or the space that they bring and the context that they bring to your session. So we'll just identify that as their space, And in particular, in this space, is the person themselves. And they will have some idea of some goal that they want to introduce, whether it be stated positively, such as, you know, this is my aim, this is my mission, or whether it be stated negatively, that if only I could just get rid of, or if I could just do this, then my life would be different. So the goal, the outcome, we can think of as a completely different space from the person. So if we think in navigational terms, then most people want to leave where they are to go to somewhere else. So how do you get from A to B? So here we have this space that we'll call B, and in this B space is some type of statement or mission or goal or purpose, which is in a different space than what they are at A. And so the purpose of coming then is for you to help them get from A to B. Now, the A in the B space is also separated from them, because if somebody has already got their goal or achieved what they have, it's right with them at A. And there is a certain separation or distance that belongs to them in terms of their particular model of the world. And it's this distance between them and their goal which is really the driver and the motivation that compels them to engage you in a service to help them move from A to B. So this space we're going to call the space of C. And in this space of C, is the journey of how you get from A to B. Now, if they could do this journey, if they could get the steps involved, if they could make this journey through to A to B, they would have made it. So the space of C contains the elements, the blockages which impede the ability for them to go from A to B. So the coaching space is actually this space of C, because the problem domain, it lies in the space between A and B. So we actually have three separate spaces which have completely different criteria, completely different information, and are sourced in very different spaces. So that if you just concentrate right, let's set the goals and the conditions of what you say you want as the goal, and we're going for that goal. And what happens as you get towards that goal, then usually the things that are in the space between them and the goal are going to prevent them from moving towards that goal. So part of your ability is to find out ways or strategies that will help navigate through this journey from A to B. Another part which will impede is usually the space of A, because there are often things that are here that actually hold the person back from moving forward towards that goal. And those are very different criteria than the things that are in front which are stopping you reaching. So the things in this space of A that you will need to coach are very different and are sourced in different places than the things that are here that are in front. And then in the space of B, the types of goals and things that they set and the distance that is away from them is also part of the problem. Because in the space of B, this goal may be something that's so far away from reality that it sits on a horizon. And so as they keep trying to work towards their goal, the goal moves. So no matter how hard and what they do here, this goal stays ever the same distance. The goal could be just beyond their reach. And the more that they do from here, the goal always keeps moving, so it's never actually can quite get there. So there is a problem domain or a problem space also about the source of that goal. Because the conditions in which you set that goal may in fact have not much basis in the reality of that person's experience. And so hence, the more that they do over here, it just keeps moving. Or the more that they try and resolve the things that impede in front, the goal still stays at the same distance. So these we could regard as particular problem domains that each need to be coached in very separate and different ways, because the sources that create this are in fact quite independently different. If we think then of this as being a system or a model of the world that person is going to bring to you, then there is a boundary condition which in terms of a person's current or present state of mind actually creates this spatial world or boundary between A and B. And so it's this worldview or this space which eventually is going to be what you will be coaching. If we think rather than we're just going to do this one thing which is help you get to that goal, then if we think of it as a complete system, so that your coaching is both the person at A, both the goal that's set, and this space in between, which is the journey that you have to navigate through to get from A to B, what if this reality, this model of this person's world, their inner world, has very little relationship to the real world, to the actual circumstances. So there's an inherent problem with defining what the goal is. And if you are just primarily trying to coach in that space, then the degree of difficulty trying to reach the goal that they set will create quite a large amount of complexity, because the closer you try and get them to here, the more the space of C will create things that will impede them, or the more that the things from their past and the sources will stop them from moving forward. Or as you move through C to B, then the goal keeps shifting. So you never quite get there.